المبحث الخامس والأخير في الحصول على العلم الشرعي، أو نقول ما الطرق التي توصل إلى العلم الشرعي. اعلموا أيها المسلمون والمسلمات أنه لا سبيل إلى العلم الشرعي إلا بطريقين. فالعلم الشرعي يحصل عليه المسلم بواحد من طريقين. الطريق الأولى وهي الطريقة الأولى والأمثل، طريق العرض، وإن شئت فقل التلقي، وإن شئت فقل المشافحة، وكلها الجلوس إلى أهل العلم الراسخين في العلم المعروفين بنصح الأمة من الكتاب والسنة، السلف الصالح للأدلة. وهذه الطريق هي طريق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التي كان يربي بها أصحابه رضي الله عنه. فإنهم يأخذون عنه القرآن والسنة مشافهة، وتلقاها التابعون عن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي عنهم، وأخذها أتباع التابعين عن التابعين. وكان الرجل يرحل أحيانا من أجل حديث واحد، فقد رحل عبد الله بن أنيس رضي الله عنه إلى جابر رضي الله عنه في مصر، وأخذ منه حديثا واحدا سمعه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإذا نظرت في الأئمة الكبار بعد الصحابة مثل البخاري ومسلم وجدت أنهم يقضون السنوات الطويلة راحلين في الأخذ من أفواه أهل العلم. وهذه الطريق الخطأ فيها قليل جدا، لأن طالب العلم يحرق أصول الدين وفروعه عن أشياخه، ويعرف كيف يستدل على الأحكام الشرعية، ويعلم يتعلم منه استنباط الأحكام من النصوص، ويتعلم منه القواعد والأصول في العلم والتعليم والعمل. وها أنتم أولئك يا بني من المسلمين والمسلمات تتصلون وأنتم بموتكم ومساجدكم ومراكزكم ومكتباتكم بمن تثقون بدينه وأمانته خارج أمريكا في السعودية وغيرها، لتأخذوا منه العلم، فأنتم تسمعون منه وتفهمون منه كأنكم جالسون بين يديه. فهذه رحلة عبر الهاتف، وهي غنيمة باردة، فاغتنموها، اغتنموا هذه الفرصة. فإن الواحد منكم لو رحل بشخصه لتكلف الدولارات أو الجنيهات الاسترلينية أو غيرها من العمل، لتكلف الآلاف حتى يحصل له إقامة عند أهل العلم. فإن في هذه الطريق التي تستعملونها الآن وتسلكونها هي إن شاء الله طريق إلى الجنة، وهي إن شاء الله مكسب مربح تربحون خلالها المسائل والقواعد والأصول في العلم الشرعي. فندائي إلى كل من يثق بنصيحتنا من أبنائنا وبناتنا في أمريكا وغيرها ممن يسمع صوتي الآن أو تبلغه هذه المحادثة لاحقا، أن يغتنم الفرصة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس، اغتنم حياتك قبل موتك، وصحتك قبل سقمك، وفراغك قبل شغلك، وشبابك قبل هرمك، وغناك قبل فقرك. فتوسع ونيبك الله في الجميع.
شيخ رحمه الله says the next matter which shows importance of a matter, actually what he said was the next matter is the حصول العلم, the matter requiring the شرعي. How do you achieve legislative knowledge? What is the best way to do this? There are two paths that can be taken. The first path, the image that he said is the unfair, or the best and the most noble of doing that. That is, he said, by what we call presentation, you can use that term, or what we call by mouth, or what we call by direct contact. And this is by going to the people of knowledge, sitting with the jalousa, sitting with the people of the ilm, the people who have knowledge of kitab, or sunnah upon the farm, or the sin is outside, and to benefit from them directly. To hear from them, and to say, by mouth. To hear from them by mouth. This is the knowledge that you are trying to acquire. And this is the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba. And this is the way that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu taught the Tabi'een that came after them. They used to get it directly from them by mouth. They used to travel sometimes a month's journey or more to seek a particular hadith, like that of Abdul Ibn Urayz, who went to Jabir radiallahu anhu seeking a hadith. And some of the kibara ulama, like Bukhari, Muslim, years traveling to acquire narrations directly from the mouth of those who had them. He said, in this manner, this direct method of seeking knowledge has the least amount of mistakes. It has the least amount of mistakes. This because the student who seeks knowledge in this manner, he sits in front of the scholar and he learns the usul principles, he learns the furu, the minor matters, and he learns the matters of knowledge with the evidences. He even learns to extract ahkam, to extract rulings from the principle that he has learned, and the usul that he has learned, And he learns how to teach, and he learns how to act, and he has the powers to benefit this way. He says, so this is the best manner of learning. And he said, this is something that you are doing now with these animal line or these phone calls. He said, from massage it, from your massage it, or from your barakas, your centers, or from your libraries, or whatever, you are calling someone outside of America who you trust his deen and you trust his knowledge. You listen directly to what he says, and you understand what he says. So you are taking directly from his because this is, you could say, a journey over the airways, a journey over the telephone line. And it brings you, without any type of struggle, it brings you a great benefit. Without any type of physical struggle, it brings you a great benefit. A benefit that you would, that if you wanted to get it physically yourself, to actually go there physically, would require much money. Maybe thousands of dollars for you to actually travel. Then we sit with those, with the scholars that we call, and stay amongst them to make a lot of money. So this is a great benefit you get without tiring your body or anything of this nature. So he calls our attention, he said, for those of brothers and sisters who are listening now, and for those brothers and sisters who may hear his voice later, seize this opportunity. This opportunity where there's knowledge through the use of the telephone, you are getting knowledge directly from Kitab and from Sunnah and the Usul and Qawaid and principles of the Deen directly from the mouth of the Mashiach. So seize opportunity before it's gone. That's the Prophet said, seize five before five. Seize five before five. And get the benefit of your life before death comes. Get the benefit of your health before you become sick. Get the benefit of your free time before you become busy. And get the benefit of your youth before you become old. And get the benefit of your wealth before you become poor. Now we ask your honor.
الطريق الثانية من طرق تحصيل العلم الشرعي هي طريق التحصيل الذاتي الشخصي. واعلموا يا بني من المسلمين والمسلمات أن هذه الطريق قسمان. القسم الأول من كان صاحبها حذق العلم الشرعي بالأخذ عن المشايخ وتتلمذ عليهم سنوات طويلة وصارت عنده قدرة على تقدير المسائل وملكة على الاستدلال، فإن هذه الطريق ثمرتها عظيمة، وهي مثل الطريق الأولى لأنها ثمرة من ثمراتها ومن فوائدها. كترتم إلى هنا يا بني.
The next method of seeking علم الشرعي is what is called personal acquisition of knowledge. Personal acquisition of knowledge. This path has two types of people, two methods of it. But he points out one at this point. And that is, it's an individual who had a previous study or previous knowledge that he had acquired for many years from various mashayikh. So this individual took knowledge from the mashayikh that he has a qudra, he has an ability to understand the masail, to understand the matters. He has the ability to get evidence, to seek evidence and to find evidence for issues. So this is a great benefit. And it is connected to the benefit that we mentioned earlier of acquiring knowledge for the people of knowledge because it is directly connected to that. It is one of the thamarat, one of the benefits of that, of seeking knowledge from the people of knowledge.
بقي أن أقول لكم في معنى هذه الطريق ما هو. هذه الطريق تتمثل في جمع الكتب النافعة وقراءتها. تعليمها الناس بعد أن يأخذ منها الفوائد. هذه طريقة التحصيل الذاتي. وقد عرفتم القسم الأول. بقي القسم الثاني ما هو؟ هو كتب أهل العلم ومسائلهم وقواعدهم ابتداء من غير تلمذة على علماء محققين واستقلالا بنفسه. فهذه الطريق قليلة النفع قليلة الفائدة. وقديم قالوا من كان شيخه كتابه فخطأ أكثر من صواب. وأقول إذا كان هذا الصنف من الناس أصحاب القسم الثاني ينفعون أنفسهم فإنهم لا يصلحون لتعليم الناس وتبصيرهم بدين الله، لأنهم لم يعرفوا الأصول والقواعد لأنهم لم يعرفوا قواعد الاستدلال وأصوله، ولم يتمرنوا في المسائل والنظر فيها عن المشايخ. لكن عند الضرورة إذا لم يوجد في البلد إلا هذا الصنف من الناس فلا مانع من الاستفادة منه، لكن ينبغي الرجوع إلى أهل العلم المحققين لعرض ما استفاده الناس على أولئك العلماء المعروفين بسعة الاطلاع وجودة التحقيق. كان في النصح للأمة فترجم إلى هنا. بارك الله فيك.
What is not to Sheikh Abdullah said is it's not a gathering books and reading them. The books that you can study. Books of the ulama, the ta'lim, teaching those books to individuals. He said, we always said that this was called personal acquisition. And we talked about the first type of this. Now we talk about the second type. And the second type, he said, is the individual who has a study with the scholars. But, and in the beginning of his studies, and he started on his board. And he's reading the various books of the scholars, independent study, if you will. Independent study. You know, and he said in this way, this type of path has very little benefit. Very little benefit. Well, as I said in the past, the one who is a scholar in his book, a scholar in a book, a kitab, and he will have many mistakes. So in this regard, he said, these people, if they read for themselves, it's fine. But when it comes to relaying this matter to others, then they should not do so. Because they have not sat down and studied the usul, the principles of the Qawaid. They have not read the books of the Mashayikh and reviewed them in this manner.
And only time this will be somewhat allowable is out of necessity. There's no other way for the city, this type of individual who can relay anything to anyone, that in this respect, the people did for him. But to take it upon the position that they're able later on to present the issue that he has presented them with to various mashayikh or to a person of ilm, those who have true nusr or sincerity for the people of deen, and presented to them to see whether or not what he has been presenting them is in fact proper. Now, ya Shaykhana.
إلى هنا انتهت الكلمة والمحاضرة المعدة لتحصيل العلم الشرعي، وموعدنا إن شاء الله موعد اللقاء القادم هو يوم السبت 16 من ذي الحجة.
That would be Saturday, February the 7th, it is, right? Saturday, February the 7th, inshallah.
Well, I don't
know if I'm going to be able to do it. Well, I'm going to be able to do it. Well, I'm
going
to
Anyway, the Sheikh said, Allah, that the next class we'll be having will be Saturday the 6th of Dhul-Hijjah, which will be February 7th for us.
أقول في ذلك الموعد إن شاء الله سيكون اللقاء مفتوحا. طيب هو اللقاء مخصص للإجابة على إسئلة إن شاء الله تعالى. والآن عندنا الضيوف، نستدعيكم الله بنينا من المسلمين والمسلمات في أمريكا وغيرها من تبلغهم هذه المحادثة. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So the next word February 7th will be open for questions and answers. So I think
this lecture has been recorded and distributed by scientificclips.com. By no means is any part of this cassette be sold or edited without prior permission of scientificclips.com. For more information, please contact us at info.